Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. We got our good friend Paul Howard back on the show. Paul is a senior fellow and the director at Manhattan Institute Center for Medical Studies, and he is here to talk to us about what some companies are doing to get ready for Obamacare, and maybe you and I can learn from that. Paul Howard, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me on, Jim.
Good to have you back. So tell us what... You know, small businesses, for the most part, are still trying to find out what's going to happen to them, how they're going to be affected by all this. One of the things that they're probably starting to see a little bit of an indication is their premiums are already going up. Our premium, right, at my company, my healthcare premiums are already going up for no particular reason other than Obamacare is on the way. And so, but some of the bigger companies that are out there, some of the larger employers out there, they've got enough people, and they've got, it's going to impact them so much that they've probably been doing a little more studying, a little more investing, a little more into what's happening. What have they been telling you?
Well, firms like Darden Foods and Applebee's, you know, these companies, they're facing some increases now, but they're really going to face a hit in 2014, where they're either going to have to offer much more, you know, richer, if you want to call it that, expensive health insurance policy that's going to eat into their bottom line, or if they don't offer those policies, they're going to have to pay a penalty somewhere between $2,000 and $3,000 per employee that they're not able to cover with these more expensive policies. And they're doing the math today, and they're starting to cut back hours for their employees.
Because an employee who works over 28 hours is considered to be qualified for Obamacare, but under 28, they're not.
Well, yeah, if it's full, the way they calculate 50 full-time employees, and it's more than, if you have more than 50 employees, you face this potential penalty. It's calculated right, based on the full-time employees. So they're going to start cutting back hours and changing shifts or hiring more part-time workers to keep themselves below that cap and avoid paying the fine. And we're already seeing companies start to do that.
Yeah, exactly. And so the bottom line on this, Paul, is that the employees are the ones who are the early losers, aren't they?
They're absolutely going to get hurt. So if you've got, you know, a family,
never mind what they're going to lose in health care that they might have gotten, but they're going to be, their hours are going to be cut. They're not going to be, they're going to be part-time, not full-time.
Right. So what's going to happen is that these people are going to find themselves being able to work less, earn less for their families. And then you'll say, well, if they don't get coverage through their employers, they'll go to the Obamacare exchanges, if they exist in 2014 at the state level or federally facilitated exchanges, right, and get coverage there, but they're not going to be able to earn the money they need to support their families or potentially support their families. And people on the left have noted this. There was an author, David Gamage, who used to be in the Obama Treasury Department, who wrote, look, this is going to be an impediment to low-wage people climbing the income ladder because they're going to take such, you know, hits from A, employers are going to cut back on their hours, and B, if their income goes up too much, they're going to start to lose subsidies on the health insurance exchanges and take another hit there. So for low wage people,
another example of how when politicians try to muck around in the marketplace to help people that they think need helping, they actually almost always hurt those people. Minimum wage increases is a perfect example of that.
We've got the law of unintended effects, and nobody has been able to repeal that yet.
Yeah, so, that's exactly right. Well, that's right, and wouldn't you think though, Paul, that after all these examples, that people would finally figure out, you know, this doesn't work. But the reason why they don't, Paul, is because they always. These people we're talking about, folks who are causing these unintended consequences, their goal in reality is not to help people. Their goal is to control people. Paul, am I wrong about that?
Well, I think that these people, a lot of them want to help people, but they don't trust the market. They don't trust the market. And they
or
don't
people.
Trust...
They don't trust other people. They think they know have the answers.
There are a lot of people they don't trust or don't think they're going to make good decisions on their own. And so they're stepping in here, and this started out as a problem or ostensibly as a problem. Let's reform health care. Let's control health care costs. Let's find a fix for the relatively small number of uninsured today who are sick who can't get insurance. That's a small mm-hmm. problem. That's a fixable problem. That's not what we did, and that's not what's happening today in the market. You're seeing the unintended right. effects, like you just said, roll out, hit people who are going to be working at these small firms, these small business owners who are going to have to make this decision. Oh, do I pay this potentially large penalty if right. you've got a franchise and you've got four or hold five on. Stores?
Paul, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to get Paul to tell us some more of things he's learned from some of these bigger companies, what they're doing and what they've learned how to deal with this with the approaching Obamacare and what you and I can learn from this. Folks, I said it yesterday, Obamacare was never about reform. It was always about control and power. 20 Tales, stay with us.
If you're a CEO, you know success is a matter of getting the right players in the right roles with the right goals. Hello, friend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.